All right, welcome back to the .live Experience podcast. Today we'll be talking about some interesting news articles that recently came out. And then later we'll be joined by Switchboard's customer success lead, Joey Palermino, to talk about all things Switchboard, including some tips and tricks to grow your audience.
Yeah, that should be a fun one. Joey always offers up some great useful insights and best practices. I personally can't wait to hear what he has to say. For now though, let's jump into the news. First up is Pococha. To be honest with you, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly. It is a hugely popular live streaming app in Japan that just made its debut in the US. AB, can you tell us about it and explain here what it makes it so unique?
Yeah, sure. Well, from what we're reading, it sounds like it's one of the top platforms in Japan. It's available on iOS App Store and Google Play, so that's good. You're getting both types of users, Android and Apple users. It also allows broadcasters and viewers to communicate with each other through live streams. It's also based on the concept of Live Link Life, which is meant to connect with the idea of enjoying every moment. So they've got a little moniker that they're using.
Sounds very interesting. I see they're offering ways to drive revenue as well. So for content creators, and they also have reporting and goals and challenges. And it also seems like there's sort of this community aspect to it. You know, they allow audiences to support other creators through gamified experiences. So there's like this interactivity, they offer ways of doing events and contests, et cetera. Sounds kind of, you know, I guess unique in that way. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these platforms are all offering similar types of experiences, you know, mm-hmm. but it's each one, you know, it's all about like the implementation and how well and how easy it is for a content creator to just, you know, make their thing happen. And, you know, so it sounds kind of TikTok-ish, but,
sure,
you know, TikTok doesn't have a great way to monetize their experience yet. So, you know, you can have thousands of listeners or watchers and it's not a great way to monetize that without within the app. But, you know, they talk about how popular live streaming is in Asia, anticipating that it'll explode in a similar fashion here in the United States, which sort of implies it already hasn't exploded here in the United States.
You know, we could probably argue that point forever, right? I mean, it's kind of hard to imagine that live streaming, you know, isn't already super popular here. You know, I guess it sort of depends your viewpoint on that. Personally, I think, you know, we've seen a tremendous growth in the multi-streaming live streaming space. You know, the numbers are you could see it, any kind of research you want to do online, the numbers have exploded. I read some statistic, I think it was the other day, that said live streaming has grown 99% in the last year. So that being said, I guess it's hard to know if that's globally or US or what, but anyway, we'll just kind of have to keep an eye on this one to see how it does here, and to see if it turns out to be as successful as it has been in Japan.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to check it out. I'm always interested in seeing what platforms do what. I was on TikTok for a while, just, you know, being enamored with some of the content creators and the things, the creative things that they do. And you know, some people are just natural performers, and
yeah,
it's a great outlet for people to just create, you know, silly little 30-second things about their life. And, you know, it's may seem, you know, minuscule, and it may seem, you know, innocuous, but you know, there's sometimes it's really funny about, I saw one where, people were lip syncing their children's tantrums. So it was just it was really funny.
I love that.
Yeah.
As a parent of a toddler, I might have to try it myself.
Yeah, very, very funny stuff. So so next we're talking about Panasonic's GH5-2 Refresh, which brings 4K video quality and adds live streaming. Tell us about it, Rachel.
Thanks, AB. So this is very cool. This new model, which is a refresh version of its GH5 video and vlogging camera, it brings us the same body and a 20.3 megapixel sensor, but it brings with it some new video capabilities and improved stabilization. And, you know, not to mention the live streaming options. This actually happens to be coming out at the same time Panasonic announced the development of the GH6. So tell us about the new video features with this one though.
Okay, so focusing mostly on the improved live streaming features here, because I think that's what our audience wants to hear about. You can set the camera up to stream directly over wired or Wi-Fi connections up to 1080p, which you don't need a PC for it. Their promise is it's easy streaming to YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch, and other apps that use the Lumix Sync smartphone app. So I'd be curious to see if this is something that allows you to multi-stream, or is it just directly to one of these platforms? That will be curious.
Yeah, definitely. So one thing we actually read about here is that apparently some fans were disappointed. They were saying that this isn't what they were hoping for as far as a successor to the GH5 goes. And Panasonic's response to that is that the GH6 is coming down the road. So I guess the one that is coming down the road is supposed to be supercharged. This one, I guess, is a bit of an improvement, some additional features. That being said, the GH5-2 is available for pre-order at this time.
All right. And I did a quick search and it's about $1,600.
So, not bad. Not bad.
Yeah. I mean, I think we'll talk to maybe Joey about some folks that use digital cameras for their live streaming. And speaking of that, you know, we've talked about some of these interesting articles and certainly had fun discussing them. Every week we're going to be doing this, Rachel. But next up, we have Joey Palomino here to talk to us. I teased this interview at the beginning of the episode with more about Switchboard and how they provide exceptional customer service and bring cutting-edge features to live streaming to help grow your audience. Let's talk to Joey Palomino, customer success lead at Switchboard. Hi, Joey.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You know, we're living the dream in the summer. It's starting to be summertime. The weather's nice and soccer fields are mowed. And I just coached some 10-year-old girls soccer yesterday. And I'll tell you what, it was quite a game. So
great time of year for sure.
Yeah. So I'm doing great.
Joey, can you start off by telling us a little bit about you and how long you've been with Switchboard, what you do as the customer success lead here?
Yeah, absolutely, Rachel. So again, I'm Joey. I'm based out of Boulder, Colorado. I have a background in sports account management. I'm also a training specialist. I've worked as an account manager for a couple professional sports teams, being the Washington Nationals and the Memphis Grizzlies. I actually just passed my 1-year work anniversary with Switchboard. Mm-hmm. I'm with the company.
Congratulations.
Oh, thanks. So I do a lot of trainings for our clients. So people that have never used Switchboard before, I help them get set up. I offer hands-on support for anyone that needs it, current customers, new customers alike. I help our clients get the most out of their Switchboard account. And that means really just expanding their audience and getting more viewers on their video.
Awesome. Joey, as someone who works closely with the users, you kind of mentioned it, but I imagine growing the audience and promoting live streams is a topic of interest. You just kind of said that. Is that a fair assumption?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Can you share some of your thoughts with us on those areas?
Yeah, absolutely. There are multiple ways within your Switchboard account that you can really expand your audience. And that is our core functionality here at Switchboard. We allow people to multi-stream, and that in turn gives the producer more eyes on their video here. So some tips on that. The biggest thing with Switchboard, I think, is scheduling your events prior to your stream. So within platforms such as YouTube and Facebook, you have the ability to schedule streams, and that allow your viewers to know exactly when your streams are happening, so they can schedule. They will know exactly when to view your stream, just so they can actually set aside some time to listen and watch your stream. And you can set this up via a custom RTMP destination within Switchboard, which will allow you to connect to that specific event. Having a better production setup is definitely a good way to kind of get more viewers on your channel. Like, I talked to someone recently, and they have Nikon cameras set up using an A10 Mini all throughout the room, in which they can actually switch the camera feed between all those cameras. So, and that guy's he's a jazz musician. It's really, really a cool setup that I saw. But yeah, better production will definitely help leverage and allow people to basically incentivize people to watch your video. And more content on your page. So really that means just more streams. So as you can see on YouTube, you're probably your favorite YouTube channels. Those people are coming out with videos multiple times a week. And so, it really keeps people engaged on that channel. So just really the more content will help you get more viewers. And just the more often you live stream. Another thing I've come across recently is the mobile encoding. So people ask me all the time, how can I stream from my phone to Switchboard Live and out to my destinations? Well, there are multiple different encoders on your phone that you can use. My favorite being Switcher Studio. Switcher Studio is a great encoder. It allows you to actually use multiple phone inputs into one stream, which I really like. And they're a partner of ours, but you can always contact us to learn more about mobile encoding, but it has been a very popular way of encoding video through Switchboard.
Great. Thanks, Joey. That was all so helpful. I'm sure a lot of these things people have, thought about, maybe not done them, not knowing fully how impactful those things will be, not knowing what to truly invest in to truly, to grow their audience the way they want to. So this is great.
That's a great point. And I would imagine what we need to express is that, Joey's here if you have those kind of questions. Set up a one-on-one session with him, and he'll be able to work with you to better set up and better promote your live stream.
That's a great point, Alex. Yeah. I think, for whatever reason, I would imagine it's, some people probably hesitate to reach out, don't want to bug the success team, but
we pay Joey to do this.
yes. So take advantage, hop on board the help train. So Joey, what about stream share? Can you discuss the functionality and how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. Stream share is probably our most powerful tool and asset within Switchboard. What stream share, it does allow you to stream to other people's social channels as well as your own. And we have this functionality that allows you to send that person an invite to be able to opt in their channels to your Switchboard account. So with this, there's no exchanging of password information, which can be very unsecure. So you send them the invite, they authorize their channels, and then basically just gets added to your Switchboard account. So you're not only streaming to your YouTube, Facebook channels, but you're also streaming to their social channels as well. So it's, again, a very powerful tool to help expand your audience. Just get your video on new eyes, and that'll in turn get more followers on your social media sites as well.
Great.
Yeah, I'll talk more about that in a later episode about how I do stream share, but it's a really powerful functionality for Switchboard.
Yeah, absolutely. And we actually do have the ability to have a branded page too. So every Switchboard customer has the ability to use stream share. And they can send it directly out of their Switchboard account, those invites. However, we have the ability to build out a page for you that is branded to your company. So when you send that link to someone, they'll see everything basically branded to your company. And so it just kind of looks very professional. We have a great tool in building those pages. So if you are interested in learning more about that, definitely contact us and we can help you get set up.
Thanks, Joey. So are there any particular use cases you could talk to us about here?
Yeah, absolutely. So we did a webinar recently with one of our partners, Broadcast Picks. So I didn't have any of the Broadcast Picks login information for their social media pages. And I was the one actually running the stream through Switchboard. And so what I did was I sent the point of contact at Broadcast Picks an invite via stream share. And so they were able to add four of their social media pages to my Switchboard account. So I was streaming to the Switchboard social media pages as well as the Broadcast Picks social media pages. And we had a bunch of followers. I can't remember the exact number, but it was definitely in the, I think the four digit number, but yeah, it was definitely a very successful webinar that we had.
That's great.
Joey, are there any features that you're particularly fond of or feel like there's a benefit to our users in a unique way?
Yeah, we actually just introduced a new feature. It was by demand, which is our auto start feature. So within a group of destinations within Switchboard, you can actually have those destinations auto start for you. Before this, you would actually have to come into Switchboard and click go live next to each destination. But if you have that group of destinations set to auto start, that means it's basically once you start your encoder, and once Switchboard realizes it's receiving the content from the encoder, your destinations will automatically go live for you. So it kind of just takes out a step in having to actually go into Switchboard. Obviously, you still need to make sure you have the right template set up in Switchboard. But yeah, it's a great feature for just making everything a little bit more seamless. And we've definitely gotten a lot of positive feedback about that feature.
That sounds great. Well, Joey, we really appreciate your time and talking about what you do as a customer success lead. And we really want to encourage listeners to reach out to Joey. And if you need help getting your stream share or auto start or any of the great features that Switchboard offers, please reach out to Joey. And thanks, Rachel, for a great episode.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Thanks, Joey, yeah, for a great interview.
Yeah, no problem. Like I said, I've only been here for a year, but I'm really excited to see where this company goes. I think it's nothing but up. But yeah, really excited about what Switchboard's doing right now, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
All right. Well, this was the .live Experience Podcast. Thanks for listening. Bye.